Good morning, brothers and sisters. This is Brother Wilmer here this morning with a morning devotional. I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ here this morning. My phone number is 484-919-8850. This week, I have been speaking on the light, and also we understand that different ways of the light have been talked about in different scriptures. And in this morning, I would like to go to Matthew 25, the 25th chapter of Matthew. I would encourage you all to read Matthew 25, the whole chapter. This morning for the devotional, it's not practical for me to read the whole chapter, and yet I want to talk about the whole chapter. The chapter 25 of Matthew can easily be divided in three. And I believe over time people have done that. And I know for years I looked at it as separate accounts, but my eyes have been opened to realize that the whole chapter is pretty well a continuation of what he started out with there in verse 1. It talks about the 10 virgins, and for years I've looked at that, and to me it was kind of like, well, what is he talking about? How do you get oil for your vessel? And here, some time back, I've began to see what he is saying here. And I'd like to share it with you all here this morning. It's talking about 10 virgins, and 5 of them were wise, and 5 of them were foolish. At this point, we still have 10 virgins, and all we know that there were 5 of them wise and 5 of them were foolish. And it says here, you know, pretty well everything is the same. There's 10 virgins. They all have lamps. All their lamps were burning, and when the bridegroom tarried to come, they all slept, and they slumbered and slept, and in the meantime, all of their lamps went out, and at midnight, there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." It says they all heard the cry. They all got up. They all trimmed their lamps. It says, "The foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamp has gone out. But the wise, saying, no, lest there be not enough for us and you." And we know how it went there, and the only difference that we can read here is that the wise took oil in their vessel, and the foolish did not. And the question that I have here for us this morning is, do we have oil in our vessels? That would be the question that I would get. And over the years reading this, you know, I wasn't sure what the point was. But if we keep on reading, in verse, let me see which verse that is. In verse 14, it says, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man In other words, that word for means it's a continuation. He looks like Jesus was talking about the 10 virgins, and then in verse 14, he goes to explain. And he's talking about how a man went traveling, and he called his servants and delivered unto them his goods. And he gave 5 talents to the one and 2 to the other and 1 to the other. And in our day, when we look at talents, we look at it as something that we're good at or maybe not good at. In this case, it was actually money. A talent is a certain amount of money, if I understand it right. And so he, in plain speaking here, he gave one $5 and the other $2 and the other $1. Now, I'm not exactly sure how many dollars worth to a talent, but just for simplicity's sake here this morning, we'll talk about, well, I guess I could also just call it talents. The one that he gave 5 talents, that person went and invested his 5 talents, and it made, the investment brought in back the 5 talents plus another 5. So he made a good investment. The other one with the 2 talents, he invested his 2 talents, and it doubled for him. Now it says the one that just had the 1 talent, he buried the money. It says he was afraid to invest it. And when time came for this man that came back from his traveling, he called his servants back together, and of course the one that had that he had given the 5 talents now had 10, and the 2, the one that he gave 2 now had 2, and the one that he had given one. He apparently dug it up again and brought it to him. But there's a difference between the two. The first 2 saw the man that they worked for, very differently than the one that only had the 1 talent. There was a difference in how they saw the man that they worked for. We know how it went there, but what I get out of this is Jesus really did not leave us hang without an explanation here. The first section was the virgins with their lamps, and lamps lit make light. And that's why I wanted to talk about this morning. Ye are the light of the world. And this light that we have been given by the Lord Jesus Christ is not just for us. It's for those around us as well. And according to Matthew 25 here, the 2 that invested the money understood that. Apparently they understood. It does seem like they understood that this wasn't really given to them for themselves, but they diligently invested what was put into their care. I believe what he is saying here is we've all been given oil. We've all been given oil from the Lord Jesus Christ. We all have our lamps. And it seems to me like he is saying here that the Lord Jesus came something to, for us to consider here is the Lord Jesus Christ came, he invested in us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Our Lord Jesus Christ invested in us. And I think, I do believe that he does expect us. There's if we receive the investment that Jesus has made in us, and we see Jesus in a wrong way, it's going to be hard for us not to live in fear. And it's going to be very hard to reinvest. In fact, it's impossible to reinvest what Jesus has invested in us if we walk in fear and if we see him in a wrong way. So here, what was invested in these servants, they invested and it doubled for them. The thing that I'd like to point out here this morning is here's a test sheet for each one of us. Are we investing what Jesus has invested in us? And if we are not, then we ought to look and see how we see Jesus. Now, here we have the 10 virgins. They all had lamps. They were all burning. They all slept. They all heard the cry. They all got up. And here, five of them didn't have oil, and five of them did to relight their lamps, to replenish their lamps. And so what's the difference between the foolish and the wise here? It does appear like the wise invested the oil that was invested in them. And the indicator that we have that they invested it is by what Jesus went on to say there in the middle section of Matthew 25. So how do we invest what's been invested in us? It's very clear here. Later on, after he talked about how they had invested and how the one had not, and how the man dealt with the one that didn't invest what had been invested in him, he goes on to say here, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall he gather all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them that are on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave ye drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and come unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say, Insomuch as I have done unto the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. It goes on there. There's some more to read there. And as you read Matthew 25, you'll see the rest of it there. But yet, so from what Jesus is saying here, the investment that was made in us, he came to us. He came and supplied our every need. He brought salvation, and he brought healing for our souls. He brought encouragement. He brought hope, which is oxygen for the soul. Are we willing to invest in those around us? Are we willing to encourage those around us? Are we willing to visit them when they're sick and do for each other what we can? I find it just very clear here how everything's laid out here. I think as we invest what has been invested in us, it doubles. And someday the trumpet's going to sound and our brethren's going to come back, and some will have oil in their vessels and some will not. Jesus came and he gave and he gave and he gave, and yet he had nothing to give, which I had spoken about this earlier this week. He was connected to unrepeatable sources, and because of that he was able to give. He was giving from rivers that never run dry, and those rivers are still available today. That river will never run dry. That vast supply will never be depleted, and we can tap into it. In fact, the Creator, the author and the creator of those undepletable sources, has chosen to live inside his children. For those of us that are his children, these undepletable sources are already inside of us. Let's not put a bushel over them, but let them flow freely as we go and meet others today. I encourage you in that. Invest in the oil that's been invested in you. May the Lord bless you.